Today's Shir in Masechta Zvachim Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the fourth line, Ashkacha Meschus Begadim. So as we have been learning since we began the Mishnah taught us that there are various disqualifications that if somebody does the avoid of a kohen, does the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash in that fashion, he disqualifies the avoid. He's not allowed to do the avoid that way. And the Gemara has been focusing on every one of those avoiders. And the Gemara has been focusing how we know the halachas that we have been learning. Says the Gemara Ashkechan, so based on what we learned in our previous year, we learned that if a kohen mechus begadim is not wearing the big de kahuna in any avoider that he's doing, that disqualifies the avoider. But as the Gemara Shesui Yayin, and as we discussed at the end of our previous year, there are certain avoiders that are done with kabbonis, that if a zar does those avoiders, he's chay misa. And there are certain avoiders that are done that the zar is not chay misa. So as the Gemara Shesui Yayin, a kohen who's intoxicated, when he's doing an avoider for which the zar is not chay misa, Menolon, how do we know that they disqualified the avoider? Because the pasuk says lahavdil. That's the pasuk that speaks about the iser of doing avoider when one is intoxicated, and that pasuk is speaking about the avoiders for which there's a chiyum misa. Because the pasuk says v'loy samusul. So the question that the Gemara is posing is maybe only for an avoider which carries with it a chiyum misa. Will there be an iser for shesui yayin to do that avoida, but not for other avoidas? Answers the Gemara. Asya, we learned it from a gezeirah shava, chuk chusim mechus begadim. Since, as we've just mentioned, a mechus begadim, a kohen that's doing the avoida when he's not wearing the big de kahuna, disqualifies any type of avoida, not limited to what any specific avoida. And now we learned that there the Torah used the word chukah, and the Torah says the same word chukah when it speaks about a zar doing, when it speaks about a mechus geburim and a shesui yayin. So just like mechus geburim applies to all avoidas, so just like mechus begudim applies to all avoidas, so will be the halacha regarding shesui yayin. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, tana lahavdo bein kanosulah. The Tana said that the way we know that Shesuya Yayin are disqualified from doing the Avoida is because the Pasuk says, well, Havdo, that they're not allowed to do the Avoida when they're intoxicated. And that was saying that it's a Gzeri Shava from Mechus Kippurim, Mechus Begadim. Answers, the Gemara Makamda like a Gzeri Shava. The Tana was not aware of this Gzeri Shava, that there is between Mechus Begadim and the Kohen who does Avoida when Shesuya Yayin, and therefore he used that Pasuk. But now that we know that there is a Gzeirah Shava of Chilachil, says we don't have to rely on Lahavdil to teach us the Pasuk of Shesuya Yayin. Says the Gemara, but that's not what happened in our Gemara. What happened was just actually the opposite. But Tana Mechus Begadim, it wasn't that we know that a kohen who's Mechus Begadim, a kohen who's not wearing the big day kahuna, is not allowed to do the avoida. Now we're going to learn Shesui Yayin from him. Actually, what happens is the other way around. But Tana Mechus Begadim, who the kiyal of Shesui Yayin. First, we learned the halacha of Shesui Yayin, that a kohen who's intoxicated may not do the avoida. After we learned the halacha that a kohen shesui yayin may not do the avoida, then we learned the halacha of mechus begadim. So how can we turn around and say we're learning shesui yayin from mechus begadim? Says the Gemara, hachikama. This is the way to understand what's happening here. First, the halacha is that a kohen who shesui yayin, a kohen who drank wine, is not allowed to do the avoida. We learn from the pasuk of Lahavdil. And then the Tana says that we learned that from that pasuk that there is a chiyuv misa when that he disqualifies the avoda when he did an avoda which carries with it a chiyuv misa. But Menayin continues the brisa. How do we know that we shouldn't differentiate that just like a mechusuk begadim, a kohen who's not wearing the big day kahuna, disqualifies any avoda? There is no difference what avoda he's doing, and the same thing should be l'shesuyayin, a kohen who does the avoda when he's intoxicated, and the same thing should be l'rochot shidayim v'reglayim. And we'll learn that just like the mechusuk begadim, the aloch is. Disqualifies the avoda. So too will be the halacha about somebody who's intoxicated and somebody who didn't do kiddush yadayim reglayim. Tamalayma, for that we have a chukah l'gzeirah shavah. We have chukah l'gzeirah shavah to connect all the avodas, to connect all the avodas that we are speaking about, and to teach us that this halacha applies to all the avodas that applies to all the avodas that we are learning, and by all of them, the is that they become disqualified. Says the Gemara, so at the end of the day, the way we learn Shesuyayin is not from the Pasuk of Lahavdol, rather we learn it from a Gzeirah Shavah from a Chusuk Begadim. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so now ask the Gemara, Lahavdol, the pasuk that says by Shesuyayin, Lahavdol ben Kodesh Bechol Lomeli, what do we learn from that pasuk? Says the Gemara, L'chol Rav, it's come to teach us what Rav taught us, what Rav actually did. The Rav le'mokim amara le'miyom tov l'chavrei, the minig was that when they would say a drasha, the person who said the drasha would say the drasha to an amira. An amira, there's two explanations why they would have an Amira be there as they would say the drasha. One explanation is that the Amira would say it out loud. The person who was saying the drasha, the Rav who was saying the drasha, was not able to raise his voice loud enough that the people should be able to hear what he had to say. So he said it to this Amira, and the Amira would then be able to pass it on to the tzibur. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that the Amira, Rav, would say it in Lashon Kodesh. But most of the people did not actually understand Lashon Kodesh. Because they didn't understand Lashon Kodesh, it was necessary to have this meturgeman who said it in the language that people understood. And the Gemara says that the Rav, would say a drasha on Yontif, but he would not say a drasha. The Rav le Mukam Mar le Yontif lechavrei, from the time that he ate the suda on Yontif, where he drank wine during the suda, he would not say a drasha until the next day. That time, that means he would wait 24 hours. He would wait 24 hours until he would say the drasha, Bishum Shikris, because since he had drank wine, he was concerned that when he's going to say the drasha, and when he said the drasha, he obviously said halacha, and he was concerned that he would say something that was incorrect. And this is learned from the pasuk, Yayim v'sheikh al-tashd, at v'nech yitcho v'vayim al-amoyed, and the pasuk says, continues, l'havdol ben kodesh l'chol. The Rav who's giving the shir is being mavdal b'kodesh l'chol. He's saying what's kosher, what's treif, what's mutter, what's aser. And if he's in a state of intoxication, he may not do so. Ask the Gemara, but continues the Gemara. Akati mehochanafaka is the source that we learn from the source that a mechusa begodim disqualified the avoda from the pasuk v'hoyselahem. It doesn't learn from the pasuk when the Torah speaks about putting the fire on the Mizbeach. That the halach is that even though fire came down from Shemayim on the Mizbeach, the halach requires that they put their own fire as well. And the pasuk says, "V'nost be'kahan v'nei aron ha'koyin eish al mizbeach." And the word ha'koyin in that pasuk is obviously superfluous. It was speaking about Aaron above. We're obviously speaking about kohanim. So we learn from here, b'kahunai, only when he's wearing the big de kahuna is he then considered a kohen. Liman a kohen gadol shalavish big de kohen hadjet. Here we learn of a kohen gadol wore the godam of a kohen hadjet, davadasai psula. So we see that in mechusa kapurim, we see from here that mechusa begodim is possible for the is possible for vavoida. So the Rishonim, the Shita Mekubetzes, asks, here we're learning the halacha of mechus begadim. And we're learning, he says, the halacha mechus begadim from the kohen gadol who's not wearing all the shmoina big de kuna. So he asks, why does the Torah teach us the halacha of mechus begadim from the kohen gadol who's not wearing the big de kuna? Why doesn't the Torah teach us the halacha from a kohen hedjet who's not wearing the big day kahuna that a kohen hedjet is supposed to wear? So he says, especially since the pasuk says the word b'nei Aaron, which seems to be speaking about the regular kahanim, not the kohen gadol. So the shita answers the fact that the pasuk says hakohen. So there's two points to make. First of all, it says hakohen, the word hey, and whenever the pasuk uses the word letter hey, it says it reflects the special one, which means in this case the kohen gadol. That's one pshat that he suggests. The other pshat is the Torah says hakohen, which refers to one kohen. When we speak about the kohen gadol, indeed there's only one kohen gadol. But when we speak about kohanim ajaitim, the word hakohen, which means only one, is not appropriate because there are many kohanim. So answers the Gemara, why do we need it? Why is that pasuk not sufficient? Answers the Gemara, ima hasam, if we only had that pasuk, havamina hanimil ba'avoydah ma'akva kapara. There are certain avoydahs that are essential to the kapara of the carbon. Most common would be the zrikas adam, because we know that the zrikas adam is what brings the kapara. Aval avoydah loy ma'akva kapara, an avoydah that isn't essential to kapara, for example, putting the fire on the mizbeach, which has nothing to do with the kashrus of the carbon. And actually, as we mentioned a moment ago, is that there was always fire coming down from Shemayim on the mizbeach. And that would be certainly enough to consume the carbon. Loi, maybe for that type of avoida, you don't need to have big day kahuna. That's why the pasuk says v'nostam le'aron ha'koyin, that even an avoida which is not ma'akiv the kapara, the halacha is that even though it's not ma'akiv the kapara, you need to wear big de kahuna. And Rashi says a very big chiddush. She's saying that the pasuk is teaching us that even though this avoida is not essential, still wear big de kahuna. But there is a discussion in the Rishonim. What would be the halacha if this type of avoida that isn't essential was done without big de kahuna? Would it be kosher or not? And the Rishonim seem to say it would be kosher, because we can't say a situation where the avoida is not essential, and then if you didn't have big de kahuna, the it's not a good avoida. You didn't have to do it altogether. Ask the Gemara Vakata, Mehocha Nafka, is the halacha of Mechus B'Kodim learned from the Pasuk of Ha'is Lohem? Mehasim Nafka, the Pasuk, there's a different Pasuk that teaches us, because the Pasuk says, regarding the halacha that the parts of the carbon oilus, the dova, have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, says the Pasuk, V'orcha b'nei Aaron ka'anam and sochim, as a roish v'sapada al-eitzim shal eitzim shal Mizbeach. The Torah describes how these parts of the carbon are burnt, and a kahanim, again, is superfluous. And we learn, a kahanim b'kahunam, the kahanim have to wear the big de kahuna. B'kan l'kohen hedjit, she lovish big de kohen gadol. Here we learn a kohen gadol that wears the big the kohen gadol for over avodas psula. So why do we need to have another pasuk to teach us this halacha about the begadim? Answers the Gemara: Ima hasam. If we only had that pasuk, have a minahani milichisur. That pasuk refers to, as we said before, that the kohen gadol instead of wearing the eight begadim only wore four begadim. Avli yitor, if he's wearing extra begadim, loy. Maybe there the halacha doesn't say that it's pasul. Kamashmalan. So from here we learn that that too would be possible. Tanabonim continues the Braisa. Haya Mirsholim. If the big day kahuna are too long, and because they're too long, they're dragging on the floor. And the Rishonim discuss what is the proper length that for the big day kahuna. So one opinion I saw is that it has to reach the floor. But the Rambam's opinion is that it has to go until above the ankle. So again, if the big day kahuna were merushalim, if the big day kahuna are too long, musulakim, or they're too high, or mushukhakim, they're old and worn out, vavad, and he still did avoid the one of these things, the halacha is that they're ksherim. And the reason, there are many reasons that the Rishonim explain what is the issue here. One pshat is that the pasuk says, midoy bad. And from here we learn, the big dekuna have to fit the kayin. And if they're not the right size, they don't fit the kayin properly. Another pshat that I saw is that the pasuk, when it describes the big dekuna, it says, l'chavar l'sferis. The big dekuna is supposed to glorify the kayin. And the godim that are like what we just described are not l'chavar l'sferis. Continues the Braisa, love shnechem echnasayim. If he wore two pairs of pants, shnei avnetim, two belts, chasa achas, so he's missing one of the big nikuhuna, or yasa achas, he's wearing an extra beged that's not from the big nikuhuna, or shahisla retia makas pasaroi, he has a band-aid on top of a wound, tachs bigdoi, which is under the garment of the big nikuhuna, now it's a chatzitza between the big nikuhuna and where and his body, oisha hayim utushtashtim, if the big nikuhuna were dirty, oy mekroim, or they're torn, and I saw Rashi explains, it doesn't mean that they're torn because they're old. Even if they happen to be nubigodim, but they happen to be torn, in these cases, Vavad, if the kind did they avoid the wearing such a beged, avadosoi psula. The Gemara said, yes, sir, achas. Rashi explains that even if he added a beged, and the beged is not a big day kahuna, it's not like the kohen is wearing a big day, extra big day kahuna. Still, if he's wearing an extra beged, that is considered yitu begadim, which is not kosher. As we just explained, if he's wearing a band-aid, the issue here is that there's an interruption between the big day kahuna and his body. And the Michas Chinuch says that if somebody has a chatzitza between his body and the big de kahuna, so the halacha views it like he's not wearing the big de kahuna, and therefore he's chay misa, as we've been discussing in our shir, because he's mechusa begadim. The achrayim discuss what will be the halacha if he's wearing the big de kahuna, and on top he wore another big day kahuna. Is that considered chatzitza? It's certainly a chatzitza if there's something between his body and the beged. But what happens if there's something on the top of the beged? So it's a big machloikis. The Yerushalmi says that that too will be considered a chatzitza. The Beis Halevi says that it's actually a machloikis of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And according to the Bavli, it would not be chatzitza. The Brisk Rav says that everybody would agree that this would be a disqualification. He says when we speak about Hilchas chatzitza, when we speak about Hilchas Big Dekuna, explains the Brisk Rav, there are two factors. One factor, says the Brisk Rav, is as we've been saying, there's not going to be a chatzitza. between the big dekuna and the body of the kayim. The other halacha says that they have to be worn and put on specifically how the Torah wants them to be put on. And therefore, if they're not put on that way, that's also not the instruction of the Torah. The Gemara just said, if the begadim are torn, avadasai psula. So Rashi and Tosfos say that the explanation is that the Torah, as we said earlier, requires that the begadim be lekavod l'sfaros. They have to be in an honorable manner. And this is not lekavod l'sfaros. The Ramban and the Ran say that torn begadim is also because a mechusa begadim. And if it's torn, it's like missing. And we've been learning throughout our shir that mechusa begadim is possible. The Rambam seems to be following the opinion of the Rambam, Ramban and the Ran, that mechusa begadim is a concern, that torn begadim are a concern of mechusa begadim. But the Rambam seems to say that if it only has one tear in it, that wouldn't make it into being considered mechusa begadim. And therefore, the Rambam says that only if it has a number of places where it's torn will it be considered mechusa begadim. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Mirushonim, Mirushonim Ksherim, if the beged is too long, it's still kosher. However, Mesulakim, if they're too short, psulim. But ask the Gemara of Atanya, haven't we learned a few moments ago that Mesulakim, if the beged is too short, it's Ksherim? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rami Bachamal, Kasha. Kasha Sukkim Adai Avnate. If you picked up the beged and you put a belt around it, and therefore they're the proper length, you just put a belt around it, then it's considered kosher. When Shmuel said that Mesulakim are psulim, it's talking about a beged, the less new Mikaraklau, that doesn't have the proper length. So if it has a proper length, so then just because now it doesn't look proper length because of the belt, it's still kosher. But if it doesn't have the proper length at all, then it's possible. Rav Amam, Rav says, Echadzev, Echadzev, whether the begadim are too long or whether they're too short, psulim, under all circumstances, the begad cannot be used for big dekuna. And says the Gemara, Rav Huna Iklal Argiza. Rav Huna once came to the city of Argiza. Ramalei Barish Besicha, the person who was a guest in his home, asked him the following question. Amalei, says the Gemara, Ramalei Barish Kazucha, he asked him the following question. Mi amishmu mirsham ksheirim umasalakim psulim. Did he say that if it's too long, it's kosher, but if it's too short, it's pasul? But Tanya, he asked, didn't we learn in a braisa that mesulakim ksherim? So here we have a stira between if mesulakim is pasul or kosher. Amalei baminei he. The braisa, don't ask that question. The shanya Rami Bachama, that Rami Bachama answered that question. It's a difference if it was just too short or it's too short because of the belt. But ask the Gemara if there's any question to be asked al Rav Kasha. This is the question. Rav said that the begadim that are too long are pasul, and the Brisa says that they're kosher. V'chitei memayim Mirushalim. And if you'll say, what is the definition of Mirushalim? That's in the case that the beged is too long. And Mesulakim is a day evid, avnet, that you picked it up through a belt and not further, not schlepping on the floor. So, and he holds, avnet mayis gayis, by wearing the belt, it's like you're cutting off part of the beged. And therefore, once you're wearing the belt, it's not considered like the belt, like the begadim are too long. That's considered like the proper size. And when Rav said Mirushalim, apostle, he's speaking about a case where you left them too long And you didn't put a belt, you didn't put on a belt to raise them up. Ella, if that's the case, when the Bryce said Musulokim Kasha, that we can't explain that when it says Musulokim, it's that they were lifted up, because we just said that according to Rav, picking something up through a belt is like cutting the belt. And therefore, if you picked up your beged with a belt, the beged would be too short, and it's considered cut through the belt. So how could somebody say that that beged is kosher? Amrav Zera says, indeed, according to Rav, the opinion of Rav is that a belt cuts. Rav Chadutani. And Rav said, the halacha Merusholim Musulokim in one time. He didn't look at it as two separate dinim. And this is what Rav explained. Merusholim Shusulokim Aidei Avnet. If you have a beged that's too long, and the way you were able to lift it up was putting on the belt, sherim, it'll be kosher. Because the belt makes it like it's cut, and now it's the proper size. But, according to Rav, if you'll have a belt, a beged, that's too short, and the reason it's too short is because you're wearing a belt, so the halacha says that the belt is considered like you cut the beged, and since the belt, according to the halacha, is considered like you cut it, you're wearing a beged that's too short. I saw the Rav Nashe Klein Zitzal in the Shaalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas Chelik Yud Gimel Simen Mem discusses that if somebody's wearing on Shabbos a beged that's too long, and then the way he makes it shorter is that they wear a belt, and the belt lifts off the beged. But he says if the belt is considered, as we're learning now, Megas Gaius, as if it's cutting the beged, so now the part that's disconnected is not connected to the beged. So in Shabbos, we're of course allowed to walk out wearing a garment, but we're not allowed to wear a garment that is too long. So how are we allowed to wear begadim that may be too long, and the only way that they're wearable is that they're lifted up because of the belt? That should be considered that you're wearing something that's not attached to the beged. So he has a very interesting way of answering that question. The way he answers that question is that even though Al Gemara is saying that Megas Gaius, that the beged is considered cut by wearing the belt, he says it doesn't mean that it's actually really cut. There's a concept, he says, which we know comes up often in Shas, that anything that's supposed to be cut, under certain circumstances, the halacha views it as if it's cut. So now, we can have a very nice way of understanding the Gemara. As far as the Big Day Kuna are concerned, since the belt has the ability to create a situation of kol ha'omer ligzos kegozos dami, that anything that's supposed to be cut, the halacha views as if it is already cut. So now we understand that that beged is not the proper length. Why is the beged not the proper length? Because it's already too long, it's already at the length that it's supposed to be cut. On Shabbos, there is no consideration and there's no concept of saying that kol ha'omer ligzos kegozos dami. Is it or isn't it? And the Big Day Kahuna, it's a din in the begadim. Is this considered a Big Day Kahuna? And the Gemara is saying that if it's oimid ligzois, then the halacha doesn't look at it as a Big Day Kahuna. But when we're not speaking about Big Day Kahuna, but rather we are speaking about Hilchos Shabbos, am I wearing one beged and carrying something extra or not? That's the only consideration. And since that's the only consideration, they'll be allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yirmiyah Midifti, Merushalim, a beged tikuna, which is too long, shlei silken, that you didn't put a gartel, to a belt, to make it shorter, tanaihi, is actually, he suggests, a machlokes tanoim. And he explains, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, The pasuk says regarding the mitzvah tzitzis. Gedilim taslachal arbus kafis kususcha ashetachasaba. And the Gemara says, arba, to teach us arba v'loy sholosh, that what type of a beged has to have tzitzis on it? A beged that has four corners, not three corners. Ayana ella arba v'loy chamish. Maybe what the pasuk is telling us is that if you have a beged with five corners, then there's no chiyuv tzitzis. Says the Gemara, shoyim shtachasaba. So says the Bryce, so when the Brosik says shtachasaba, harait baals chamish amr. From there we learn that a beggar with five corners is chayiv in tzitzis. Hamani mekayim, because the Brosik says shtachasaba, and the Rishonim explain, anything that's used to cover your body, that is a beggar that's chayiv in tzitzis. Hamani mekayim arba. So what must the word arba come to teach us? Arba v'loy shalosh. Only if it has four corners, not three corners. So of course, ask the Braisa. Omar Reisa, Rabbis Balas Chomish, why are you saying that a beggar with five corners is chayiv in tzitzis? Ulohoitzi Balas Shalosh, and to say that a beggar with three corners is not chayiv in tzitzis, maybe just say the opposite. Says the Gemara, Marbani Baalas Chomish, Yesh Beklal Chomish Arba. It makes more sense to say a beggar with five corners is Chayiv, because in five corners is included four corners. However, Maitzani Baalas Sholosh, we exclude a beggar that only has three corners, Shem Bechal Sholosh Arba. When you have only three corners, you haven't hit four. The Tanya Idach, but then the says there's another Braisa. Al Arba's Kamfis Ksoscha, to teach us Arba V'loy Sholosh, that a beggar that has only three corners is exempt from tzitzis. Arba v'loy chamish, a beggar with five corners is exempt from tzitzis. So we have here a machloikis, if a beggar with five corners is chayv at tzitzis or not. And the Gemara wants to suggest, my love, Balkamifki, what's the machloikis? The mass of a yes command the isabai dummy, that something that has five corners, something that has more that is necessary is reckoned that it's there. And therefore, a beged with five corners has too many corners. And therefore, it's parted from tzitzis. And man, Sover, and the other Tana that says a beged with five corners is parter, is of the opinion that the extra corner, kelesa dami, it's not considered like it's there. And since it's not considered like it's there, so you have a beggar with four corners. And we'll say, suggest the Gemara, the same by long big day kahuna. The mandama that says that they're kosher, because we look at anything extra as if it doesn't exist, like the fifth corner. And the one that says it's possible says we can't ignore the extra part. And since we can't ignore the extra part, what the halacha is telling us is that we have a beggar that's too long. Says the Mara, the two halachas don't travel together. Lloyd the Kulam will command the Isadami. Everybody will agree that anything that's extra is there. Shani Hacha. So if that's the case, so it has five corners. If it has five corners, there are too many corners, says the Gemara, because it's a special ribui. The Rabbi Rachmana shetachasaba, that even if it has five corners, it's chayiv tzitzis. But ask the Gemara, but idach, the Tana that says the beggar with five corners is potter from tzitzis. Hai ashetachasaba my avalei. What does he use the pasuk of a shetachasaba to teach us? Says the Gemara, mibayalei, L'chretanya, he needs it for different limit. Risim Aysoi, the pasuk when it speaks about the mitzvah tzitzit says a risim Aysoi, prat l'ksus laila. It's come to tell us that ksus laila is potter from tzitzis. And there's a very big machloikus rishonim, how to define a ksus laila. The Rambam explains that a ksus laila is any garment that's worn at night. So even if it's a garment that's meant to be worn by day, the halacha is, you'll be potter from tzitzis. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, any beggar that you wear by day, so for example, you wear pajamas by day, and if it has four corners, it's chai betzitzis, even though it's meant to be worn by night. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh's approach is, we look at what is the purpose of this garment. If it's a garment that's meant to be worn by day, that's the type of garment it is, then it's chai betzitzis, even if you wear it by night. And if it's a garment that's meant to be worn by night, even though you happen to be wearing it by day, it's going to be potter mitzitzis. The Ran has a third opinion. He says that whether it's meant to be worn by day and you wore it by night, or whether it's meant to be worn by night and you wore it by day, it's potter from tzitzis. So the Ran takes a very lenient approach. The Ran takes the approach that we always go lakula. We always go lakula, and if there's ever a reason to say that this is potter from tzitzis, whether because it's meant for night wear or whether it is night, it's potter from tzitzis. The paiskim have an issue because we have the Magen Avraham in Siman Yud Ches Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Gimel have a very big dilemma what to do with such a beged. And therefore, because whatever you do, if it's chai betzitzis, you can't go without. On the other hand, there may be bracha levatola. Therefore, they say that one should avoid having a beged that has this type of a question. The oyena continues the Gemara, ena ela pradlik susuma. Maybe the pasuk is coming to say that a ksus that's worn by a blind person is potter from tzitzis. Kshemesh t'chasaba, hare ksus suma amr. The pasuk is including a beged of a blind person. Hamanim kaimer isoisoi, pradlik ksus laila. It's coming to teach us ksus laila is potter. Of course, ask the Gemara, Omarisa Larabis Ksusuma, why would we include the Ksusuma Lahoitzi Ksus Laila? Maybe do the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Marbani Ksusuma Shiesh the Briyetz Lacherim. The beged of a Suma, even though unfortunately he can't see the beged, but other people could see the beged. And therefore it's Chayiv and Tzitzis. Omaitzi Niksus Laila, but when we speak about a Ksus Laila, Sheena Briyetz Lacherim. Vidach, and the Tana of the Braisa, who says that Asher Chasaba is coming to teach us that a beg with five corners is Chayib Tzitzis, how does we know the Aloch of a Ksusuma? Neimala, Nafgale, says the Gemara, he learns it from the word Asher. Vidach, and the other Tana, Asher Loidarish, he doesn't think that, he doesn't use the word Asher for a drasha. The Torah says that regarding the big Dekuna, the love of Shekhoin Midoi Bad. What does bad mean? And the Gemara says we learn many halachas from the word bad. Bad means sheh shabutz, it has to be made out of linen. Bad means sheh chadashim, that it have to be new clothing. Bad, shezurim, that every thread has to be made out of a number of threads. And exactly how many threads? Ad sheh kofa shlisha, every thread should be twirled together from six threads. Bad shloyubis shalcholimayim. When the kohen is wearing the big de kahuna, while he's wearing the big de kahuna, he's not allowed to be wearing any other begodim at that time. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Bishlama, what you defined, he asks, he says, bad, that means shabutz that has to be made linen, hakamashalon, butz in, that the only material that may be used is linen, midachrin aloy. Elabachie chadoshim, this halacha that they have to be new, chadoshim in, shchokin loy, only new big dekuna kosher, not old ones, but haven't we learned, but Tanya, mishchokin ksherim, that old ones are kosher. Amalei utameich. According to you, that you're learning from the word bad, that all things that the Torah, with the Gemara is defining bad means, are absolutely essential. Bad sheichut and kofa shlisha. Ask the Gemara. There's no basis to say that. Bad, we could suggest on the contrary. Doesn't mean that it's made out of six threads. We could actually suggest chad chad l'chudei mashma. Eloch kama. But God m'shnem bad. What is the way to understand the braisa? When the Torah says that a beg is made out of bad, tzricha sheish butz, it should be linen, chadoshim nu, shizurim, made up of threads twirl together. Sheichut nukafel shisha, six threads. V'yesh behem. Some of these halacha la mitzvah, that l'chatchila they should be that way, that they should be new, should be, that's l'chatchila, and therefore, if it isn't that way, it's fine. V'yesh behem, that the, some of them are absolutely necessary, that they have to be made out of linen, and that they should be twirled together. So, since these, the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, since these halachas that we are now learning are not absolutely understood from the wording of the pasuk, so some things we have a Kabbalah are la'akev, are essential, and some not. Says the Gemara, memai dehai bad kitnehu. So ask the Gemara, how do we know that bad means linen? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, dava oilem rakak bad bad. Because linen grows out of the ground, each stalk individually. Says the Gemara, Be'emel Amra, the same thing as with wool. Each thread, each hair grows out of the animal individually. And it's the Gemara, Amra Meftzel. What happens is with a thread of wool, it splits. Says the Gemara, Kitna Nami Meftzel. That happens by linen as well. Says the Gemara, Ayidei Lekusu Meftzel. By linen, it splits because you process it and then it splits. By wool, it splits on its own. Ravina says a different proof that bad means linen mahacham. Because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, when it describes the big dekuna, pari pishtim yel roisham, they should have hats made out of linen on their head. Or mechnasei pishtim yu amasneim, they should wear linen pants. Which we'll see soon what that means. Says the Gemara. So there we see clearly that bad means linen. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yashi L'Ravina, V'hai Adas Yecheskel Menolan. This is a pasuk that Yecheskel taught us. And so ask the Gemara, Yecheskel was a Navi, but how do we know until the time of Yecheskel that it means linen? Ask the Gemara, L'Tameich, Hadam Rav Chizda. Chizda is going to teach us later in the Masechta, that a person who's an oral may not do the avoida. We don't have a pasuk explicitly in the Torah teaching us that halacha. However, we learn it from what Yecheskel told us, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Koyam Hashem Elokim, Kol Benecha Arolev Arabasa LaYove Amigdashi." Benecha Arolev is a koyin mumer, a koyin who is Oralev, who doesn't believe in Hashem, Apikiris, and Arabasar is somebody who had no Mila, as we quoted many times. What does that mean? A machlokus Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says it means that if you have an individual, Rechman Tzlan, who's Mesa Echav Machs Mila, that his brothers died during having a bris, so such an individual, if two brothers died, so it's obvious that this family has a history of hemophiliacs, and then for the third brother should not have a bris. So even though it was something beyond his control, Rashi says he's disqualified from doing the avoda. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says this person is an oinus. It's not that he didn't want to have a bris, it's beyond his control. Oinus Rachmana Patri. And therefore Taisus suggests that this is an individual who didn't want to have a bris. The reason he didn't want to have a bris is not because he's not believing in the Torah. He didn't want to have a bris because he was scared to have a bris. But at the end of the day, he didn't have a bris mila. And since he didn't have a bris mila, Taisu says he disqualified from doing the avoda. So again, the same question. This is a pasuk that Yecheskel is teaching us. And the question is, Ad Sheba Yecheskel, until Yecheskel taught us this halacha, Menolon. The answer is Gemara Gemirla. They had a Kabbalah that this is the halacha. Yecheskel put it into the pasuk. Hachnami, the same thing that we're defining that this means linen. The way to understand is that they knew that bad means linen, and Yecheskel put it into a pasuk. Says the Gemara, the pasuk in Yecheskel said layakra biyaza. What does that mean? Amrabayim, that when we spoke about the avnet that was worn, shloach b'makom shemazin. They should not wear the avnet in a place where there's perspiration. Ketanya, as the Brisa teaches us, kishem chaygrim, when the kohanim put on the avnet, ein chaygrim l'matam misnein, they don't put it under their stomach, because the stomach lays on top of the avnet, and there's perspiration on the avnet. Not next to the shoulders, next to the armpits, where there's perspiration as well. El kanagra tzili yadeim, lower down. Aravashi amali huma banasa. Simchar av kamni kamei desgad malka. I was once standing in front of the Persian king. Famadli hamnai v'taisanali, and the melech was lowering down the avnet that I was wearing. Vamali, and he said to me, the pasuk says regarding Klal Yisrael. Mamlechas Klan of a Goy Kaddish Sibuchu regarding Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael have to wear their garments, L'chavar L'sfaris, and wearing it in the wrong place is not L'chavar L'sfaris. Kaos L'chameid HaMeimer, and he continues, Hunuban Nusa continued to tell us, when I came in front of a Meimer and I told him what happened, Amali, he said to me, Kaimbach, V'hoyim Melochim HaManayich, that Klal Yisrael are compared to kings. And just like a king has to be always wearing clothing that glorify him, this too is supposed to glorify him. And based on this Gemara, where our Gemara has been teaching us about the big dekuna have to be clean and neat and proper size, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Tzadiches Sef Dalet, says, Shetfili b'makom karbon. When we're davening, it's like we're bringing a carbon. So therefore, when we daven, it has to be like we're bringing a carbon. Somebody should have special begodim that he wears for the tefillah, that just like the kohanim had special garments that they wore when they did the avodah. But continues, not everybody could afford to have a special set of garments that they only wear when they daven. Pants that have a tendency of getting dirty, you should have special pants for davening. And because of that, the halacha is that you should certainly, when you daven, not wear clothing that is torn and clothing that properly cover the body. And because here we're learning how careful the halacha teaches us one has to be when he's wearing big dekuna doing the avoida, and our tefillah is our avoida.